Let's get started. I'm substituting for the Rav. He's at a Hanukkah Masiba. We're learning Siman Nun Vav, Sif Beis. We're learning about the halacha of answering Kaddish. So we'll talk about the Shliach Tzibur and when we answer Amin. Shliach Tzibur says, Kishashliach Tzibur Oimer Yisbarach, when he says Yisbarach, Kol Am Oinen Amin, V'chein Kishayimer Brichu, and also when he says Brichu, V'chein Kishayimer V'imru Amin. So he mentions three places over here that we answer Amin. The truth is, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, he points out there's really other times we say Amen. The minhag is to answer Amen on Yisgadol v'Yiskadesh, Shmei Rabbah, then we answer Amen. And also, when he says, B'chayei chayinu v'yamei chayinu, and then we say, B'agala v'izman kari v'imru, also we say Amen. So really there's five times in the main Kaddish that we answer Amen according to the Shulchan Aruch here. And we'll see in the Ramah that we don't answer our minhag is to not answer Amen on Yisbarach or on the Brichu. So let's see that in the Ramah. That's not the minhag in the minhag Ashkenaz to answer Amen on Yisbarach, because we hold that Yisbarach is the beginning of the sentence, it's not the end of the sentence. V'loy achar Brichu, and also not achar Brichu for the same reason. According to the Ramah, it's very interesting. He holds that the sentence doesn't end Shmei Dekudsha Brichu. Brichu is at the beginning of the sentence. The one sentence ends Shmei Dekudsha, and then starts a new sentence, Brichu le'ela mikol birchasa v'shirasa. So according to the Ramah, you don't answer Amen after Brichu, because to the contrary, that's actually the beginning of the sentence. So it doesn't make sense to answer Amen then. And we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that is not the minhag. Let's see, we're in the Mishnah Berurah now. Sif Katan Yod, Siman Nun Vav, Sif Katan, Yod Beis. Acher Yisbarach, so the Mechaber says that we answer Amen after Yisbarach. Aval Acher Yisgadol V'Yiskadish Shmei Rabbah, Minhag La Anayt Amen. So even though the Mechaber didn't mention it, says the Ramah, says the Mishnah Berurah that we should also say then an Amen. Surprising that he didn't mention it. We're quoting this Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber here is quoting a Rambam, and he's telling all the places that you're supposed to say Amen, and he didn't mention one of the places that the Rambam himself mentions. That's surprising. He doesn't know why he didn't mention it, and especially Vatiku Beis Yosef, that the Beis Yosef himself quoted it in his larger work in the Beis Yosef, and here in the Shulchan Aruch he didn't mention it. So surprising, but Akopanim, that's the halacha, and that's the minhag taka, that we say Amen after Yisgadol v'Yiskadesh. Sif Katan Yud Gimel, Achar Brichu. The Ramah says that the minhag is to not answer Amen after Brichu. Now, instead, the Ramah holds that you're supposed to say Brichu le'ela mikol birchasa, because it's the beginning of the sentence. So there were people, the Magen Avraham explains that there were people that they wanted to show that you have to put them together, you shouldn't make a hefsek, so the tzibur would sort of stay along together with the chazan, they would say Brichu le'ela. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that this custom to say Brichu le'ela is not appropriate, and it doesn't sound too nice. It sounds like Hashem is only blessed le'ela, Brichu le'ela. Hashem is blessed above. And what about below? And he's not blessed below. So it doesn't sound too nice. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that that's a mistake to say along with the chazan, Brichu le'ela. Yeh shetayin shebashash ha'shliach tzibur oimer Brichu, and the shliach tzibur says Brichu, v'inen gam heim tevoiz elu Brichu le'ela. They say that Hashem is blessed above. V'zevada chirufu. That sounds like a not nice thing to say about Hashem. D'mashma d'mizbarech rak le'ela. Hashem is only blessed above. Below the sata, chas v'shalom, and not below. Chas v'shalom. Elo yesh lehem lemar gam mikol birchasa. So rather they should say, if they're going to say it together with the chaz and the brichu, they should say brichu le'ela mikol birchasa. They should make it at least one clause that Hashem is blessed above all the blessings. Brichu le'ela mikol birchasa. Brichu is blessed le'ela mikol birchasa. That would be okay if the minhag is like the Ramah to make it one sentence. The beginning of the sentence starts with brichu. Or they could say rak brichu kaminageno, which is our minhag, and we'll see to the contrary. That's assuming that the end of the sentence ends with brichu, and it's shmei dekudsha brichu. And then we say brichu, we end off the sentence together with the chazan. And that's how the minhag is. When we say brichu with the chazan, we're ending off the sentence together with the chazan. Okay, so we have here, so far that we said in the Haggah, that the minhag is not to answer amen after yizbarach. Also, the minhag is not to answer amen after brichu, rather to say brichu and then continue from there, brichu le'ela mikol birchasa. So says the Mishnah Berurah that even though the Ramah, which normally the minhag of the Ashkenazim, follows after the Ramah, but the Arizal held not like that, and it seems that the minhag has become widespread to not like the Ramah, that we say brichu together with the chazan, and that's the pause. Shmei dekutcha brichu, and then le'ela mikol birchasa v'shirasa is a beginning of a new sentence. So let's see that in Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Yudalit. Ein b'shai tshuva, look in the shai tshuva, shehevi, the misefer, a kavanais, that's from the Arizal, muchach lehepich, that it's clear that it's the opposite. The tevas brichu, mechubra el tevas dekutcha. That the two words brichu are actually the end of the sentence, and they end with, they're connected to kutcha brichu. It's the taich of, we say in Lashon HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Hashem should be all the things, all the praises of Hashem, should be to the Shmei Kutcha Brichu. And that's the end of the sentence. And then we say that all those praises, as great as they may be, le'elam yichol b'yachatza, that should be even beyond that, Hashem's name should be blessed. So that's how we break up the sentences. V'akakach yesh hefzei katazen, is a hefzei kamei esnachta, like a comma. V'shuv mascha le'elam. Then we say le'elam, kloimar, she is Barak, Vishtabak, Shemoy, Shalkarish Baruchu, Le'ela Mikol Birchasa. That Hashem's name should be is Barak, Vishtabak, and that's Le'ela Mikol Birchasa more than any blessing. That's how we read the sentence. So now when we hear Kaddish, we know we're listening to. The Kain Hizkin, the Bir Agra. And the Bir Agra also came to the same conclusion, like the Arizal, and it seems that's the prevalent minhag. I have heard the other way also. Sometimes you'll notice somebody say Brichu Le'ela, they'll put them together. They'll make a little pause by Kutcha and then say Brichu Le'ela. But usually the general minhag is to make a pause between Shmei Kutcha Brichu Le'ela Mikol Birchasa. Let's go further. Next Shulchan Aruch, still learning how to say Kaddish over here. So Misama Da'ilam is familiar. There's two minhagim that are, some people say, Yeheshime Rabba, Mevarach Le'olam Olmei Olmaya Yizbarach, and some people just say Le'olam Olmei Olmaya, right? And they're actually, if there's a third custom, some people say, the Sfardim do this, they say the whole thing, Le'ela, Mikol Birchaza, they say, Olmei Olmaya, Yizbarach, Yishtabach, Yizfar, they say the whole thing, all the way until Olmaya, to the very end. So the Mishnah Berurah is going to bring down these three customs. The Shulchan Aruch itself, it seems, holds that you're supposed to say everything, straight mamish till the end of the Kaddish, till Vimra Amin. Edam Yiran Ba'alma, Vimra Amin, up until there you're supposed to say. So let's see the Shulchan Aruch, Siv Gimel. Ha'ainim ad le'olmei Olmaya dovad tayimhein. He says the people who stop by Olmei Olmaya are making a mistake. It's a mistake he brings in the Beis Yosef. He brings that this is from the Re Gektilia, which is a Makubal, and he says that Alpi Kabbalah, it's a terrible thing to make a separation between the Olmei Olmaya and the Yisbarach. You have to put them together. So he says it's a mistake. Ki Azir Lahafrid Bein Olmaya Liyisbarach. Alpi Kabbalah, it's Azir to make a hefzik between Olmaya and Yizbarach, and then we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, and what he means is that you keep going. You don't just say Yizbarach, you go Yizbarach, Vishtabach, Vizbarach, Vizroma, Mamish, till the end of the sentence. Yeah, we'll see in the Mishnah. Just Yizbarach. Oh, you're asking if he means the whole sentence or just so the Hasidim say Yizbarach. Oh, we're familiar with that. So the Sfarim go all the way till the end, yeah. They go all the way to that. So we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that the meaning, you're asking what the Mechaber means. It seems in the Mishnah Berurah, which is a quotation of the Magen Avraham, is that he actually means to go straight all the way through the end. Yizbarach v'yishtabach. So we'll see. We'll read it now. Siv katan tezvav. Almaya l'yizbarach. Mashma b'beis Yosef. In the Beis Yosef, which is the source of the Shulchan Aruch, what he wrote originally, his commentary on the tour, the tzarek loymar kol ha-nusach shal yizbarach. You have to say the entire nusach of yizbarach. Ad the Amiran Ba'alma. Until the end, the Amiran Ba'alma. Chaf Ches Tevis. It's 28 words. Yeah, we say 7 words. 28 words. You just go straight. Fine. Try to keep up with that. So I'm a Magen Avraham. I'm looking at Magen Avraham. Shemazik Dminik Kadmoinim Iker. That the Dminik Kadmoinim, that there's an old custom, which is the main custom, Shaloi Wamarak Ad Yizbarak, to only say including Yizbarak. So we sound a little Hasidish over here, don't get nervous, but this is a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that you're supposed to say, Heish Me Rabba Mevarak V'Olam Olmei Olmai Yizbarak. Yeah, that's the way you read it. Agav, just according to, we had before, just to break up the sentence, I don't know, some of the Rav explained this, that there was one parish in Kaddish that Yehei Shemei Rabba is Yehei Shemei Rabba, that the Shem Ka should be Rabba, should be big. Have you ever heard this? Oh, so he says in Brachas, very good. And then, Mevarak Lo'olam Olmei Olmaya. Then there's a separate Bracha, which is that Hashem should be blessed forever and ever. Two separate tefillahs. Now, according to the other way, the Pashto way to read it, which is that it's just Shmoy HaGadol, and we say, Hey, Shmei Rabba Mevarach, that the Hashem's great name should be blessed, then we say, Olam Olmei Olmaya, which is forever. Hashem's name should be blessed, and then it should be forever. Now, if you read it together, Yizbarach, then it actually comes out a little bit different twist in the meaning. Hey, Shmei Rabba Mevarach, Hashem's great name should be blessed. Olam Olmei Olmaya Yizbarach. It should be blessed. That's all. It makes a new sentence. It's very interesting, though, just from the way you put the period in the Kaddish, it makes completely new meanings. So that's that Mahalik that the Magen Avraham is proposing is the main Mahalik. That's the meaning of the sentence, the way you say it like that. It's two separate tefillahs, taka, Yesh Mei Rabba Mevarach, and then Olam Olmei Olmaya Yizbarach. Fine, that's one thing. Now, that's so far we have the Shulchan Aruch. You just say everything straight through, all 28 words. The second one we have is the Magen Avraham, which kind of was the main way. The Rush says that the Chazan is moitzi everybody shamir kainah. He's supposed to listen. Agav, the Magen Avraham says that if the Olam is saying too fast, he can't keep up. He can't say all 28 words, so then you should just stop and listen. So that's why he proposes that this is actually preferable to listen, not to say it yourself, because who can keep up with the Chazan? He's flying, and you can't fly fast enough. So v'chavim l'masha aymer shliach sivur shaymeya ka'aneh. Just listen to the shot. That's the second Mahalik, and then there's a third Mahalik, which is probably what the Olam is more familiar with, which is probably the prevalent minig in most Ashkenazi schools, is that you just say you stop by Olmei Olmaya, which is 7 words, and that's the Gra holds like that, and he holds that the Rai of the Beis Yosef, which was from a Midrash, the Midrash actually, he holds as a proof the opposite, not like the Beis Yosef that you should say everything, but to the contrary, you should actually stop by Olmei Olmaya. And there's midrashim, other midrashim that are mashm like that. That's the end of Yehi Shmei Rabbah. And from Yizbarach and onwards, Maskil Perek Acher. That's a new Perek. That's like a new blessing. So according to that, we say Yehi Shmei Rabbah Mavarach Lo'olam Olmei Olmaya. And then there's a whole blessing. We say Yizbarach V'Yishtabach V'Yisparach V'Yisraimah V'Yisnaseh. Yeah, and Shmei Dekuj Abrichu, and that's its own tefillah. Yeah, everybody got that clear? So it comes out, it's interesting, we have here 3 different shitas. One is you say 28 words, one is you say 8 words, and the last one you say 7 words. Three different, completely different ways of looking at the Kaddish. Val Koponim, let's go up to the second. The Eim Arvim Bavazakas, and the Goin holds that for Kaddish, that since they are they're separate tefillahs, there's Yehi Shmei Rabbah, and then there's Yizbarach V'Yishtabach, so that they shouldn't be said together. Even the Mishnah Berurah in the Sharatian, he says that they shouldn't be said together on breath. He should really separate them. There should be a pause, and they have to be separated. The Nira, Dim Yamrim B'Shtei Neshima is Gamla Gras Shari. But if he wants to say them both, and he makes a separation by taking a breath, that would be okay. Fine. Period. So now we have these 3 different shitas. How do we paskin l'maisei? So it says really just totally in mimic. V'ikra inyan yesh mekaymais chalukim b'minhagim b'zeh. So it depends on the mimic. But he seems to be nighted to the way that the Gras says, that you stop by Almaya. So if he's in a place where you're not allowed to be mafsik, the Mishnah Berurah holds that you shouldn't say Yizbarach. That's his final conclusion. Even though it's totally in Minhagim, and if he is in a place where the Minhag is to say Yizbarak, it's Mishkafelach, he should say along with them Yizbarak. But in a place where he can't be Mavsik, then he holds that you should be suspicious to maybe the sheets of the Gra is right, and don't say Yizbarak. Talk upon him, Imu Oime, but Makam Shane Rishai Lahavzik, he's not permitted to make a Havzik, Yizar Bezat, Shalyoy Marak Ad Almaya. He should be careful to stop by Almaya. Okay, that's clear so far. Everybody got that? Kavaldik. Let's go further. Huh? The Ramah didn't say anything about this whole issue of the Yizbarach. Yeah, interesting, huh? But, okay, we have these three different ways to understand it, and the, you know, it seems the prevalent mimic is to stop by Almaya, but Al Kapanim, you have, by the Hasidim, they say Yizbarach. And other places they go straight through. I know I was recently in a place, they said the whole, you know, all 28 words. I couldn't keep up with them, but they said it. Fine. Okay, Dalit, Sif Dalit. Kishayimer HaChazen Yizgadol, when the Chazen says Yizgadol, Kaireya, he bows down. V'kein b'yehei shemei rabba, also by yehei shemei rabba, he bows down. V'kein b'brichu, also by brichu. V'kein b'amen, also by amen. There's five places over here. Four plus, let's see the next sif also by Yosei Shalom. V'achar shesiyem ha-kadesh, after he's mesayim the kadesh, paiseya gemol p'tiyais, he takes three steps. V'achar kach oimer Yosei Shalom, he says Yosei Shalom. So you have here all together, you have five kriyais. And there's no Mishnah Berurah on this, but Al Kopanim, the Vilna Goyin in his Bira Gra on Shulchan Aruch, he argues with this. It's, we know Chazal say that you're not allowed to bow down in the Nodelecha of the benching, or in other places where Chazal didn't make a Takana, and that was the other place, the example they give is in Nishmat. So any place that Chazal didn't make a Takana to bow, it's also to bow. So the Gra holds that all these Minhagim to bow down in other places are Aser. Okay, that's the Gra. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says that it's better not to bow down completely. He says sort of to half bow, and that way you avoid the issue. You're not over on the kind of Chazal of bowing in places that you shouldn't bow. Okay, I don't know, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention anything about it. Well, Kopanim, the Dirshu brought it down as a good thing to know. Let's go further. Yeah, and a lot of people, you notice, you'll see Chazan and they bow down in these places. Yeah, by that, yeah, Mr. also, yeah, yes, any time by Kaddish. Huh? I never noticed. Yes. Not by modem. Oh, so that's like the Argus Shulchan. Okay, very good. Simon and Zion, Din Baruchu van Yasa. Now we're going to talk about Baruchu. So up to Baruchu, going straight through Shakra, so up to Baruchu, and answering it. Hey, Aleph. Aymer Shliach Sibur Baruchu, Baruchu is Hashem HaMavayrach. The Shliach Sibur says, Baruchu is Hashem HaMavayrach. Baruchu is grammatically, is a command. So he's commanding in the Rabbim, you should all make a blessing to Hashem HaMavayrach. That's the meaning of Baruchu. And since he commands them to say Baruchu, so what do? They bless Hashem. Aynim Akva, Aynim Akrab, Baruch Hashem, HaMavayrach, Loi Wam Vod. So that's the proper response to the command, Baruchu, is that we say, Baruch Hashem, HaMavayrach, Loi Wam Vod. V'choy ze Shliach Sibur, V'oymer, Baruch Hashem, HaMavayrach, Loi Wam Vod. And then the Shliach Sibur also says, Baruch Hashem, HaMavayrach, Loi Wam Vod, in order that he should include himself in the people. He shouldn't say, you bless Hashem, and then not join them. So he also wants to bless Hashem. So he says also, Baruch Hashem, HaMavayrach, Loi Lam Vod. Let's just stop there. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkan Aleph. He has to say this. The Shliach Sibur has to say it. Bekol Ram has to say it out loud. Kadesh Yishmu Kol Ha'am, that everybody should hear it. V'yanu Baruch Hashem, HaMavayrach, Loi Lam Vod. The Shai Tzion says he gets this from Kriyas HaTorah. By Kriyas HaTorah, it says over there that if a person says the Baruch Hu so quietly that the Tzibur can't hear him, so it's a Baruch Hu of Atala, it's a mistake, the Baruch Hu of Atala. So the email is the same thing. The Shliach Sibur is supposed to say it loud, we want to hear him, so he should make sure to say it loud so we can be responding to his call to bless Hashem. Beis, Voin and Akrav, then the Tzibur answers after him. What happened if a person walks into a shul and he hears the tzibur answering Baruch, he didn't hear the chazan. He didn't get the command to bless Hashem. He just hears the tzibur is answering Baruch Hashem HaMavarech Leilam Vod. So what does he do? So the Mishnah Berurah says over here that he answers along, since he hears the tzibur and they're considered to be so involved in that mitzvah of answering the chazan, so he can join in and answer the chazan, even though he didn't hear the command Baruch Hu. Yeah, so even Kesha Amar, he wasn't there, he didn't hear Kesha Amar Baruch Hu, Rak Shama Me'akal Sh'amru Baruch Hashem Roilam Vod. Ma'ina Imayim Gam Kein Baruch Hashem HaMavarech Roilam Vod. He answered with them. No problem. He can answer with them. Now, what happens if he missed the tzibur? He didn't hear them answering, Baruch Hashem, Mavarek, Leilam Vod. But he hears the chazan. The chazan by himself says it afterwards, and he hears the chazan saying, Baruch Hashem, Mavarek, Leilam Vod. Is he still allowed to at least join in with the chazan and say, answer Baruch Hu? So the Mishnah Berurah holds no. He's not allowed to join in with the chazan who is saying it by himself, but he should finish. He should wait till the chazan is finished, and he can answer amen to the chazan's Baruch Hashem HaMavarech Leilam Vod. Avo'im Shama Me'ashliach Tzibur Levad. If he just heard the Shliach Tzibur saying it, Kesha'ayna Baruch Hashem HaMavarech Leilam Vod, Lo Yana Imoy. He shouldn't answer with him, Rak Yana Amen Al Devarav. He just answer Amen. Okay, so we have here two different times that a person walks into shul, and he'll have two different responses. If he walks in when the Tzibur is still saying, Baruch Hashem HaMavarech Leilam Vod, he joins in. He also says that if he walks in a drop later and he missed the tzibur saying Baruch Hashem HaMavarech Leilam Vod, he only hears the chazan saying it, so he can't say along with the chazan. He'll wait till the chazan finished and say amen, and he can say amen to the chazan's Baruch Hashem. Clear? You got that? Sukkah and Gimel. Now the last thing we said was that the chazan himself has to repeat it, so we didn't say why. What's the reason for the chazan having to say it? Oh, we did actually. We mentioned that he shouldn't look like he's excluding himself. Yeah, so, fine. It says in Mishnah Berurah, Kedei Sheyichlol Es Atzmoi Gam Kein B'Chol HaMavarchim. He should also be part of the group who are blessing Hashem. Fine. Now, the Magen Avraham says a Chiddush over here, which the Mishnah Berurah is going to have a Kasha. So first we're going to say the Chiddush, and then we'll explain what the Kasha of the Mishnah Berurah is, and he leaves us with a Kasha. He says like this, that if you have exactly 10 people in the minyan, in other words, you have the chazan is one and nine people in the tzibur, so then the Magen Avraham says, for some reason, that that if he doesn't say along, which the means the chazan, but if he doesn't say along, he's not yaitse. Now the question, it seems the Mishnah Berurah is mesupik who he meant, who's not yaitse. Okay? So, if two possibilities, the chazan's not yoytze, or the tzibur, the person who's in the tzibur who answered is not yoytze. Now, if it's talking about the chazan didn't say anything. Of course it's not yoytze. You know what we're saying? If the chazan didn't say along with, there's only 10 people, the chazan's one of them. If the chazan didn't say, Baruch Hashem HaMavarech Leilamba, together with the tzibur, so he's not yoytze. So if it means the chazan's not yoytze, please, he didn't say it. So we're not talking about the chazan. Elamai, we're talking about one of the people in the tzibur. If the chazan didn't say along with the tzibur, so we're not 10 people. So then any person who answered, he wasn't yaitse. If that's what he meant, that also doesn't make sense, because as long as you have a minion in the room, we learned before in Simon Nun Hay, even if one of the people is sleeping, then he could still say a Dever Shebe Kedusha. So Kol Shekein, if the chazan just didn't say, Baruch Hashem HaMavarech Leilam Vod, it's not a chassan, it doesn't change, make a problem for one of the people who is in the tzibur answering the Baruch Hu. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't understand what the Magen Avraham was referring to, that he says he's not yaitse. Let's see the inside. V'im ein sham asara, if there aren't 10 people b'loy hu, without him, as we have exactly 10 people in the minyan, the chazan, and 9 of the people, im loy ana imayim, if the chazan did not answer together with the tzibur, loy yatse yidei chayvatse, he's not yaitse. Somebody's not yaitse. Who's not yaitse? Huh? Somebody's not yaitse the Baruch Hu. Since the chazan didn't say along together, so that means only 9 people answered. So he's not yaitse. Somebody here is not yaitse. So the shaila is who's not yaitse? The chazan didn't say anything. So of course he's not yaitse. Hello, my. Somebody in the tzibur is not yaitse. But somebody in the tzibur, why shouldn't he be yaitse? Just because the chazan didn't answer? There's 10 people in the room. Even if somebody would be sleeping, you would be yaitse with nine people answering. So what do you need the chazan answering together with the tzibur for the tzibur to be yaitse when they say the baruch Hashem and baruch Olam? That's the kasha. Let's see the kasha inside the brackets. Casually, I don't understand this. Even if you have 10 people without the chazan, he wouldn't be yaitse if the chazan didn't say anything. Of course he's not yaitse. Since he didn't answer with them. Well, in the Shah, and if you're talking about the other people on the Tzibur, they should be Yaitzin no matter what. Even if the Chazan doesn't answer with them, why should that bother them? If a person is davening Shemona Esrei and you have nine people answering, so it's good enough. The or Yashin, if a person's sleeping. The Kaimel on the Hill, Simon Nunhe, Sivav, the mitzvah. So even if the chazan didn't say Baruch Hashem Mavoyach Leilam Vayed with them, but he's still mitzvah, so that shouldn't take away the other people's ability to be yaitse the chiyuv of Baruch. So he doesn't know what we're referring to, that somebody's not yaitse. Fine. Let's go further. Now we're up to the Haggah. Go back to the top. We're in Sif Aleph here in the Haggah. The Nago Shashliach Tibra Marich Baruch. The minig is that the shliach tzibur is marach b'baruch. This minig already, I haven't seen it, so I'm assuming that it has become obsolete. But there was a minig al kapanim that the shliach tzibur would be marach when he said baruch. Bakal aimrim is baruch v'yishtabach. If you see in the sidurim, you see next to baruch a whole long list of praises. He's baruch v'yishtabach. So okay, it seems that there was such a minig. He said baruch for a very long time, and they said this nusach while he said baruch. Bochu Marech Babarchu. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. We have a Sivkan Dalet and a Sivkan Hey. Oh, this is on before. I'm sorry. Sivkan Dalet. Kazav a Sefer Shnoi Taliyahu. Sorry, Shai Ephraim. The Sefer Shai Ephraim wrote. Shai Ephraim was a Sefer on Inyanim of Krisa Teira and things like that. Ksaf Shluchi Tzibur Kesha Tzibur Oimrim Baruch Hashem Amavairach. Amen. This interesting idea that everyone could be familiar with. In some shuls, you notice that after Baruch Hu, they answer Amen to the Baruch Hu. When the Chazan says Baruch Hashem HaMavarech Leilam Vayad, they answer Amen. So he says like this: to answer Amen to his own Baruch Hashem HaMavarech Leilam Vayad is aser, because you don't answer Amen to your own bracha. But to answer the Amen when the Chazan says it over, Baruch Hashem HaMavarech Leilam Vayad, he says it's not necessary, but if he wants, he could answer. That's what he says. So you have these two Amen. So in a lot of shuls you have this, that they say Amen after the Chazan says Baruch Hashem HaMavarech. So let's see that. Kesha HaTzibur Amen Baruch Hashem HaMavarech Einen Achareyem Amen. V'chayzev Amen Baruch Hashem HaMavarech. So then he says it again. It's a mistake. Since he's saying it right away, Amen. You don't need to say Amen. Yeah, fine. So that's the Chazan. He says, the Chazan, when the Chazan is going to say Baruch Hashem Amavairach after the Tzibur, so he said Amen to what they said, and then he says Baruch Hashem Amavairach Leilam Vayad. That's redundant. Amen means I agree with what you said, so then you don't need to repeat yourself Baruch Hashem Amavairach Leilam Vayad. He didn't like it if the Chazan should say Amen to the Tzibur, Baruch Hashem HaMavarech Leilam Vayad. Abba, Tzibur Yaira Amen, Akash Leik Tzibur. But they could answer Amen to him, to the Leik Tzibur, because they're not going to say it again after he says. Avshe Amru Mitchila Baruch Hashem HaMavarech, even though they already said the Baruch Hashem HaMavarech. Okay, so that's clear. Let me just say that over again to make sure we got it straight. The Chazan says Baruch Hu. The Olam answers, Baruch Hashem HaMavarech Leilam Vayad. Now, it seems there's a minhag, the Chazan said Amen to them, and then said, Baruch Hashem HaMavarech Leilam Vayad. So that the Shai Ephraim says, no, don't do that. Because he's anyway going to say, Baruch Hashem HaMavarech, so why should he have to say Amen to their Baruch Hashem HaMavarech? However, if the Olam wants to answer Amen to his Baruch Hashem HaMavarech after he's finished, that's no problem, even though they already said it, but they can say Amen to his bracha. That's what the Shai Ephraim said. Fine. Mikol Makom Yechriyelu B'Soyf, in the end he says, just a second, I just skipped it. Abba, Hachai Adam Kazav, Shein Tzrikin Leimar Amen. You don't have to. This is the Shai Ephraim says, that was the minute they said Amen to the Chazan, Baruch Hashem HaMavarech, and the Hachai Adam says, you don't have to. Ken Kazav Frema Gadim, Simon and Zion, Kuftar Kath, the Kavan Shikavar Amru Baruch Hashem Hamavirak, Lam Vod, Lam Yamru Pam Shni Amen. Listen, the Tzibur are just like you have a Taina. The Chazan's about to say Baruch Hashem Hamavirak, so why should he say Amen? So at the same time, though, the Tzibur already said Baruch Hashem Hamavirak, so why should they have to say Amen again? So Akapanim, the Chayadim, and the Prima Gadim Taina that you don't need to say Amen. Of course he believes in it. He already said it. Okay, fine. Umikal makom yichriyu b'saiv. There should to be at a tzibur im yirtzu oinin al the amen. But in the end, the Chai Adam comes out, and this seems to be the maskana of the Mishnah Berurah, is that if you want, you can answer amen. It's not a problem. It's not a chiyuv. Like it seems the Shai Ephraim seems to hold, but like upon him, it's a reshus. If you want, you could say it. That's the second time we had this tonight. If he's in a place, we're not allowed to make a hefsek, so then you shouldn't answer this amen. Right? So we had by the Yisbarach, the Mishnah Berurah concluded that if you're in a place you can't make a hefsek, you shouldn't say it. And here also, this amen to the Baruch Hu, if you're in a place where you can't make a hefsek, then you also shouldn't say this amen. It's a rishus, but don't answer it where you can't speak. Hey, we said the Ramah said there was a minhag to say his barak in Yishtavach, a whole list of praises while the Chazan was merak in Barakhu. Says the Mishnah Berurah, so cut in hay, davka b'shas ha-nigun, that only if the Chazan is just singing, he's saying a nigun, then you're allowed to say other words, other things while he is singing, because that's not really part of the actual barakha. But if he's saying words, then you should be listening to him and not saying words. When he's saying Baruch Hu, the words Baruch Hu, so then he shouldn't be speaking, he's re-listening. And if the Chazan is not Marek, he doesn't sing this melody that gives you time to say the Nusach of these Baruch in Yishtabach, then it would be better to just listen. And listen to what the Shliach Tzibur is saying, in order that he'll be able to answer to the Baruch Hashem Mamavayach Leilam Vat. So, okay, we got that clear. I don't know, I never saw this minhag, but in such a place where they have a minhag to sing, then you have time to say this nusach. If he's not singing, so then you shouldn't be saying the nusach at the same time while the Chazan is saying Baruch, you should be listening to the Baruch. That's the point of the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkatan. No, we're still here. We're not finished. Jesus. Anaygan leimar as Hashem elakecha tira, because yagia shliach tzibur laes. When the shliach tzibur gets to ask Baruch Hu as Hashem amvar, when he gets the word as, there's a minhag to say as Hashem elakecha tira. So because of Rishal, the Yamshel Shlema says she'ena mikabala. It's not a maseira of ena mi yisayid achachma. It doesn't have a yisayid. It doesn't have any basis in the tira. So he says you shouldn't do that. You should just listen to the Chazan, like we said just now. People that we had before, I don't know if the Oilam was here for this, if they heard, but there was a minhag to have like public complaints, public hearings in the shul, and between Yishtabach and the Kaddish before Baruch Hu. And there was such a minig, and that was okay, even though l'chatzkili shouldn't be mafsik, but for a tzarek mitzvah, you're allowed to make a hefsek, and that was called tzarek mitzvah, these public hearings. It was public issues, before you had telephones and radios, so there was the only way you could address a rabbin, a public venue was in the shuls. That was probably the best way to do it, and this was when you got everybody's attention between Yishtabach and the Kaddish. Fine, that's what they did. It was considered a tzarek mitzvah. Now the Shulchan Aruch is talking about one step later, between the Kaddish and the Baruch Hu is Aster. Even for a tzarek mitzvah, you're not allowed to do it. That's what he means, that the a place that they did this, Shenagu Litzak al Chavreim, where they made their public complaint, which was considered a tzarek mitzvah, but they did it, saying Kaddish, Ubaruch Hu, between the Kaddish and the Baruch Hu, is a hefsek, and there's no hetzer for that. That's how it is Aster. They have to make it between the end of Yishtabach and the Kaddish before Baruch Hu, but not between the Kaddish and the Baruch Hu. That's what he's saying. Or Ladaber, the Tzarek HaRabim, any Tzarek HaRabim, so that, if they did that, it was a mistake. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason why. As soon as he says the Kaddish and the Baruch Hu go together, and the Baruch Hu is a call to worship. The Chazan is saying, let's say blessings to Hashem. What's the blessing? It's Yitzhar. So you're not allowed to be mafsik. It's already like you're in the middle of the bracha of Yitzhar once the Chazan said Baruch Hu. Okay, so we'll stop here. We finished the Siman.